Continuing with our talks on death, barzakh, and ultimately resurrection and qiyamah, we've got to understand that in life, every beginning has an end. And that's something that a human being is programmed to know. Yet because of heedlessness, we tend to not visualize or even think about our own ends. If we always kept our end in sight, then it is most likely that we would use the time leading up to it efficiently and with a sense of urgency. The human being, in essence, is a thinking person. Continuously in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Do you not think? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ. Why do you not ponder? And normally we use this faculty to meet our physical daily requirements. And if we look at our lives, throughout life we think about, we plan, we review our existential well-being. And if we really thought a little further, then it would be a natural conclusion for us to also think about the end of the journey of life. I'd like to go back to Suratul Ma'arij, which I looked at yesterday. Again, Surah number 70, Ayah 1 to 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Sa'ala sa'ilun bi'adhabin waqi' lil-qafirina laysa lahu da'fi' min Allahi dhil-ma'arij. A questioner asked about the punishment which must befall those who cover up the truth. There is none to avert it from Allah, the word of the way of ascent. So it starts off with a doubting questioner who wants to know what the end will be like. Ma'arij, which is the way of ascent, comes from the word araja, which means to ascend. See, the fall of Prophet Adam alayhi salam is his ascension. He was brought into this world in order to ascend. Our ascension, the human being's ascension, lies in his recognition and awareness of what causes him to fall. And that, in essence, is based on choice. A fully programmed human being does not have, or rather, maybe I should say, a programmed robot, for example, a piece of machinery, has no choice. The actions are predictable. Flexibility and choice really mark the rise of intelligence. And intelligence, if I can say the peak of intelligence, is when the right choice is made. Now, with this flexibility and choice comes what we may want to call discrimination. What a healthy individual connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is internalizes the teachings of the old experiences and continues to learn from new ones. Wisdom is that inner program which is used by one with wide experience. The more encompassing that wisdom, the more successful the action. So what I'm trying to say with all this is that the human being goes through a full cycle, which starts with no choice and ends with no choice. But the last phase is confirmed by his faculty of reason or by his wisdom. Let's get Surah Ar-Rum. Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 8. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Do they not reflect within themselves? مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَعَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Allah did not create the heavens and the earth and what is between them but with truth and for an appointed term. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ لَكَافِرُونَ. But surely most of those people who cover up the truth are those who deny the meeting with their Rabb, right? It is love and attachment to the world that makes us forget that we will return back to our source, our sustainer, our Lord, our creator, the everlasting. The constant movement of the outer world and sort of the physical aspect of life makes us forget and causes us to go into heedlessness and neglect. And we need to understand that our akhirah will be exactly as we have made it. No less, no more. Look at Surah Az-Zumr, Ayah 70. Allah says, وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Every soul shall be paid back fully for what it has done. And He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows best what they do. We as individuals are the authors of our own illusions and the doer of our own actions. We've been given this lifetime so that we can reconstruct the truth within ourselves. So let's start now by looking at what will happen. In Surah Al-Abasa, Ayah 33, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةُ. But when the deafening cry comes. This is one of the first conditions of the last day of Qiyamah. As-sakha is the final call. It's what closes off the hearing so that nothing makes sense at all. The deafening cry sort of calls in the end to the systems of perception and comprehension as we understand them. It will drown out all other sounds, like the sound of a trumpet, the wind expanding through a narrow passageway, announcing the blowing away of the solidity and stability of the earth. And then he says, again this is Surah Al-Abasa, the next four ayat, 34 to 36. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْعُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. The day on which a human being will flee from his brother and his mother and his father and his spouse and his children. So the condition will be of complete disorientation, as if he has run away from the brother he loves, which is like him and has helped him, which has given him a reason to exist by serving and helping. So if you look at what happens, the physical foundation for the existential stability disintegrates, and all other forces, the powers and links that maintain the harmony and equilibrium of life on earth will collapse. All relationships will disintegrate. A brother will not recognize a brother, and every self will be centered on himself or herself. So this is a disruption of that time, and when we think about it, when we think of the urgency, sometimes we cannot comprehend it. If we look, when Mother Nature is no longer reliable, the human being will also flee from his biological mother. The security of any past established relationship is now rendered meaningless because there's a mass upheaval. Look at Ayah 37, he says, لِقُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي. Every human being shall on that day have an affair which will occupy him. You see, it's a great shock because it's the beginning of a new life, a new experience. We will be raised from the grave, so all the dead will be resurrected, everything will be clear. And all the little things that we considered insignificant are clearly magnified and revealed to be important. In essence, the consequences of everything we did in this existence, which we thought may be forgotten or maybe were of no consequence, will be exposed. Look at Surah Al-Zilzal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about resurrection, He says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When the earth will be shaken with a mighty shaking. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And the earth will reveal or throw out its burdens. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. And the human being will say, what has happened? What's happened to you? يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيَرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. On that day, the human being shall come forth in bodies that they may be shown their works, their deeds. So he who has done an atom's weight of good will see it, and he who has done an atom's weight of evil shall see it. Let's think about it. All the accounts that we did not settle in the world, all our lack of awareness, all our hypocrisies, all the years of only having concerned ourselves with material existence, all the different idols we worshipped and the different excuses we gave will instantly appear before us. And as a result, there's major havoc. Everybody will be concerned about himself or herself. Nobody will be able to remember the children or their mother or father or spouse or wealth. Only concerned about the state of that particular state and situation. And the end is so sharp and so decisive that there's no possibilities of any crutches or aid, because each will be on his own. We'll continue Surah Al-Abasa, because in Ayah 9 he says, وُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُصْفَرَةً ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةً. Many faces on that day shall be bright, they'll be laughing, they'll be joyous. And I'd like to end with that note. The face of the one who is in Tawheed, who has unified himself or herself, abandoned themselves to Allah, lived for Him, knows there is a return to Allah. will on that day be distinguished by that bright and unveiled light. Musfara is shining bright, meaning that their abandonment is clear on their faces. And this is the transparency I talk about. You know, when we travel through the world, we're exposed and vulnerable, but we reveal ourselves to the rest of the world. But because one has lived with the reality and the certainty of truth, then that reality is reflected in his or her essence. Inshallah, we will continue with this tomorrow. We will look at the other side, which carries on with Surah Al-Abasa. This is ayah 40 to 42, where Allah says, وَوُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَةٌ. Many faces on that day, on them shall be dust or darkness. تَرَعْقُهَا قَتَرًا. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْقَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ. Darkness shall cover them. They are those who denied the truth. They were the inquisitors. And inshallah, we will look at those ayat and continue with the resurrection.